Okay, again, good evening, listeners. My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson of the TMB Governance Committee. And today is January 27th, 2021, and I would ask for a volunteer to take the role. Can anybody take the role? Thank you, Nancy.
All right, Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
Carol here.
Carol, present. Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. From KPFK, Elizabeth Van Gutten. Beth?
Present.
Elizabeth?
Sorry, I was muted. I couldn't get to it.
Okay. Elizabeth, present. Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence, present. From WBAI, William Heerwagon. William, I do not hear you. James Sagerton. James Sagerton, I do not hear you. Michael White.
I'm here.
Michael, present. From KPFT, Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark, I do not hear you. Nancy Sabara Naitomi, I'm present. Ted Weisfeld. Ted Weisfeld, I do not hear you. From WPFW, Eileen Rosen.
I'm here.
Eileen, present. Lewis Wolf.
I'm here.
Lewis Wolf, present. We have 8 present. We have made quorum.
Thank you, Nancy. Here. Thank you for calling the roll. We appreciate it. Okay. So I'm did not have the opportunity to work with Nancy and Eileen to put an agenda together. So we're going to build one. And I got things in the order of priority. I got a motion from Elizabeth Van Gutten from KPFK in regards to an on-air online violation of Pacifica policy. And she's requesting that we take that into executive session and come out and report out on that motion. I got a motion from Nancy Sabara Naitomi in regards to what is a bylaws amendment period, and there was a resolution passed by the PMB in regards to a new bylaw amendment period, and it's kind of ambiguous because it does not have a specific date. Are there any other items? And then I have a report out from the investigative subcommittee in regards to whatever it is that they could report out of that committee. Are there any other items that members wish to put on the agenda?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I sent, what time did I send that? I'm not sure. I think I sent it 7:09. So 8:09 Eastern time, and it was just some two resolutions and one bylaw amendment. Two bylaw amendments. These will need some reading out and discussion, so it won't be like snap done tonight. That's all.
Okay, so you just want to notice those items? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I want us to consider them, but they're for the bylaw amendments.
Okay,
and
so
resolutions. The two resolutions could be earlier done, easier done, so, but.
Okay, I see the resolutions, and they were submitted to the entire committee. And the resolution on WAS to support financial transparency in Pacifica be moved that basic financials be posted as an example, as the example of unions. Is that the resolution you're talking about, Nancy? Is that one of them?
Yes, that's one
okay.
of them. And then all the items, you asked me to do some homework, like what items should we post? And so I got a suggestion from another board member who said, use a list that unions require. And he's going to send it to me. So this cannot be done tonight.
Okay, so you just noticing. Hold on, please. So you just noticing those motions for the next meeting. Is that what I hear?
Well,
and you want to deal with the two you want to deal with the two resolutions. One's one on financial transparency, and the other one's on elections data. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, before we lose the National Election Supervisor, if she should not be ours, all that history and all the things that she did for the last two elections should be archived. All the complaints, all the campaign speeches, all this should be considered by the committee, whether we should keep an archived history of this.
Okay, I got it.
I gave you the idea.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. So are there any other items the members wish to put on the agenda?
Carol, for the stack.
Hold on, Carol. Michael just spoke before you. Michael DDY, then I'll go to you, Carol. Please hold on. Hi, Michael.
I don't think I asked to speak. I'm sorry.
No, it was Lewis Wolf.
Lewis Wolf. Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if there's anything relating to New Day Pacifica on our agenda.
No, Lewis, unfortunately, that wouldn't be the purview of this committee.
Right.
We haven't gotten anything from New Day Pacifica or the opponents to New Day Pacifica. I would not think that that would be appropriate items at this point. Unless it's a petition or bylaws amendment. Carol?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to clarify just the previous question. I did bring a proposal that the governance committee discuss the issues that came up on the New Day Pacifica bylaws proposal, such as size of boards and et cetera. And the committee voted not to talk about that.
Right.
So that I just wanted to clarify that for the record, that there was a refusal of the committee to address New Day Pacifica and the issues involved. I had another item which I set out from here at 2:56 regarding possible conflicts of interest related to legal action. And that could be discussed in relation to the investigative committee report on the agenda today if people wanted to.
Okay. I would take that under advisement. And the committee did make a decision in regards to the discussion that was proposed to have about the New Day Pacifica item, and the committee in the democratic process voted not to hear from that because they did not think it was in the purview of this committee because there is no petition and there is no amendment that has been submitted to the PNB secretary in order to for us to vet it. So that was the decision of the committee. In regards to the other item about possible conflict of interest, in regards to the investigative subcommittee, that is something that we have to tread very carefully on because it does, the committee is looking at proprietary information and confidential matters. So I would suggest that you tread carefully when you're discussing that. Thank you. So are there any other requests for additional agenda items?
Lawrence, could you tell me what that means, tread carefully? Like, are you, because I respect that you as a chair, so, you know, last time I had hoped to bring that matter to executive session, but then there wasn't time, and then there were a lot of concerns about me requesting, you know, raising the question about whether it should be an executive session. So it's a little complicated, but I did want to bring that matter to the committee as part of what the subcommittee is looking into.
Okay. So if the subcommittee decides that there's information that is proprietary and confidential, then I would suggest that the subcommittee requests that we go into executive session to discuss your concerns and your questions, your more specific questions. What I mean about treading carefully is, as you know, not to mention any names, not, you know, that kind of thing is...
That's what I tried to do.
Okay. Yeah, no, and you've done it well. I'm just saying, not just to you to tread carefully, but to everyone on this committee, because this committee is privy to a lot of information that could that, you know, we want to try to plug any possible leaks, if you will. That's the only way I could interpret that.
Thanks.
Okay. So at this point, going to in the order of priority, I'm gonna go to Beth Van Guten, who has a proposal in regards to her motion in regards to discipline. Beth, you have the floor.
thank you. I've drafted two separate motions. They're actually new iterations of motions that have already passed the KPFK LSB in closed session. And the two that I bring forward today are further refinements of those earlier motions. The open session item is identical to the closed session item, with the exception that it doesn't identify any individuals by name or by any other identifying information, and it doesn't include the audio clips. So I would like to suggest that we deal first with the closed session item, the personnel item, because if we manage to get through that, then we will already have had all the pertinent discussions that would apply to the open session item too, and you'll have all the information. So it'll shorten our process significantly if we deal with the closed session item first, if that's all right. Is that
okay.
All right?
I will consider that to be a proposal.
Yes.
And who's that, Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Did I hear Dwayne? Hi, Dwayne. Did you also want the stack, Mr. Lark?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I forgot to also... Hold on one second, please. I forgot also to include something on the agenda, the communications motion that needs to come out of this committee and go. It needs to go to the board. And I'm hoping that William Hairwagon is on the call. William, are you on the call now? Okay.
Chair, this is Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Didn't we already pass this? We already passed it in the last meeting, I think.
No, we did, but from what I'm concerned, from what I remember, there was going to be communications with the GENs in regards to what they thought of the motion, and but we did not send it out of the committee for a vote by the PNB.
We passed it. I took the votes and the minutes of the vote, so we did pass it.
Okay.
We don't need their input to pass it because we already passed it.
Okay, hold on a second. So,
Carol, for
what I understand, hold on, Carol. From what I understand, it was postponed pending the communications with the GM. Now, I could
that
be wrong, and it won't be the last
that
time. Go ahead, Carol.
That was in the PMB.
Well, I don't know exactly whether or not it was postponed, but I do know that we wanted to have input from the GMs to help us to know how that could best be implemented. And so I think that information is very valuable in terms of the impact that it's going to have on listenership.
Okay.
So I would support keeping it on the agenda.
The only purpose is on the agenda, I believe, is to codify whether it should go to the P&B or not. That's the only purpose that it's on the agenda. But if the motion was passed, I believe it was, then we asked for we asked members from each individual station to reach out to the GMs and from to get input. And from what I got, I'm not going to mention any stations. I didn't get we didn't get positive input from the GMs. So, anyway, so that's going to be on the agenda to codify whether we're going to send it to the P&B or not. And I think we should for a more robust discussion. Okay, Beth, so your proposal is that you want to read the generic motion first and then go into executive session, or you want to go into executive session first? Can you please repeat what you said?
Sure. I propose that we deal with the closed session item first because it contains everything in the open session item and then some. The open session item is identical to the closed session item with the omission of any reference to individuals. And there are no sound clips which would be identifiable. And so I suggest we deal with the closed session item first, because if we do, people will have all the substance and the matter at hand. Any discussions that need to be had can be had openly there. And then when we come back to open session, we won't need to repeat those discussions, because there won't be any new information. People will already have everything they need to know to deal with it.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So there is a proposal. We are in committee, so no need for a second. Is there any discussion on this proposal? Are there any objections into begging this proposal, this motion in executive session, and then reporting out of the executive session once we're clear on the particulars of this proposal? Are there any objections to that? I have hold on, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I have not even read it yet, so I cannot really opine.
Okay, so we're going to continue to go through the agenda, and then I would like to suggest that within 20 minutes to a half an hour that we schedule on the executive session. Are there any objections to that? Okay.
Carol for the SAC.
Go ahead, Carol.
I just need to let you know that I have to get off the call at 7:30.
Okay. So we got some time. 7:30 for you guys on the East Coast is 10:30. And for people in Houston, it's 9:30. Okay. Okay, so let's deal with the communications motion. Are there any objections to the communications motion going to the P&B? Okay, hearing none.
Back to the stack. Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Do we have the wording of that motion?
That wording, that motion has been worded, reworded, wordsmithed, beat up,
That's why I ask.
Okay, so it's you have it. So,
Carol, for the staff.
Carol, go ahead.
I'm a little confused because I don't have an agenda. Are we voting on the communications proposal right now?
We're voting to send it to the DMV. And
okay,
everybody
yeah.
has it. There's been many variations of it. And the last variation is what we're voting on.
Yes. You would ask if there was any opposition to that. And I am opposed to that. And I'm particularly opposed to it given, Lawrence, what you just said, that the GMs were negative in their response to it, because the GMs are the ones who really have a lot of responsibility for listenership and raising money. So I would definitely want to hear those reports if we could, or for you to forward them to us, please, or any reports that have been received, because I haven't even seen those, and I would propose that we table this motion until we see those reports.
Okay. So there is a motion to table, the communications motion. So I'd like to object. I think I'm allowed to object. And Ms. Lodge, am I allowed to object as the chair?
You're allowed to not only object, you're allowed to determine that something is not in order.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lodge. So I'm a and this is why I'm objecting. Because notwithstanding what the GMs had to say, I believe that we are in a critical time period. Thank you for sending it to the whole committee, Nancy. We are in a critical time period right now where most of the stations are struggling to meet their financial obligations, and they're struggling to understand there's an attack on governance. And I'm not going to say from where, but there's been two attacks. There's one attack that happened in regards to governance, and there's another one that's happening right now in regards to governance. And I believe our listeners need to know transparently about what's going on in governance, notwithstanding the concerns of the GMs that if it's only two GMs that were somewhat negative, not negative, but they had a pushback on this motion. So I don't think that's sufficient reason not to send it to the PNB for a discussion and an up and down vote. So that's reason for my objection. Anyone else want the floor?
William just joined the call.
Hold on, please. So Nancy, William is in the meeting. William, we are
present.
Discussing.
I haven't marked.
Thank you. We are discussing forwarding your motion for an up and down vote to the PNB. There was an objection from a member from KPFA, Ms. Wolfley, and I objected to that objection, and so we are in the middle of discussion. Okay, I think I heard Beth, right?
Thank you, yes. So I know we've talked about this repeatedly. I did write to the KPFK general manager and got a response from him and forwarded it to everyone. That's been a while ago, and I don't know where all this was left. And because there wasn't an agenda today, I don't have that in front of me now. And so I would really appreciate having question stated or resent so that I know what wording we're voting on now, because otherwise I don't know.
Okay. Nancy, our volunteer secretary just forwarded to the whole committee again.
And this has already been passed by this committee. Beth probably left early to start the governance committee at KPFK and was not in the vote. But we voted on this, and we passed it. Even we did not have all the input from all of the managers, but all the managers were asked, except
in the case of WPFW, I don't know if Eileen remembered to send it to him.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry, may it be recognized to answer that?
Yes, Eileen, please.
Okay. Yeah, I did speak to Jerry, and I'm sorry it was just today. But he's generally fine with it, has a few, picks a few nits there, but in general, he's okay.
Yeah, and I did get a response from Alberto Reimers from WBAI. And those are the two stations. Right? From what I understand, Eileen, WPFW used to have another speed show, right?
Yeah, we have one. No, we
have
one once
okay.
a month. So that's
once
kind of taken
okay.
care of.
Right. And WBA has a report to the listeners, right? Michael DDY? Michael?
Yes, they... Sorry.
Or William. Or maybe William can answer that. There is a report to the listeners.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. We do reports to the listeners from both management and from the LSB. Sorry,
okay.
I was had to unmute myself.
That's okay. Thank you. So, so those were some of the positive responses. And KPFT, I believe Nancy reached out to the new GM who cannot give input. Right, Nancy?
We did not receive anything yet, but he was asked. I sent to both, the old one and the new one.
Okay.
Carol said this back.
Yes, Carol.
So I wanted to comment on what you said, Lawrence, about, you know, that there have, the purpose of this is that there have been two attacks on governance. And I am concerned hearing the word attack because as a person from KPFA where there have been efforts initiated, I think we may not have shared reality on what is an attack because people at KPFA and people at some of the other stations may see an effort to try and save their own station and save Pacifica in a way. And there are concerns about some of the proportional, lack of proportional representation in the governance, very large boards, single transferable voting. There are a number of issues and the governance committee hasn't even wanted to talk about some of those things. That need to be addressed, and so when things get posed as one-sided and attacks rather than having an exploration, then it actually confuses listeners more. It turns into a food fight on the air that I'm concerned will lose revenue and lose support for our stations. So I believe that, you know, by having random local station board members, five at a time or something, speaking, is not going to get us where we want to go in terms of clarifying and is going to make matters worse to have on-air fighting and confusion. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, William,
thank you. Hold on, William. I just want to take a brief point of personal privilege. I think the word attack maybe is too incendiary and maybe not well placed. But I would say this. I had been personally attacked by those people pushing. I was attacked by you, Ms. Wolfley, and at the KPFA LSB when I attended. And I was attacked by Beth, who called me a communist, which I don't believe in red baiting, but those are the realities. So I would apologize to you for using the word attack, but the point is that governance had been put in a very negative light, by those proponents who want change, although they were defeated the first time, they came back with another iteration of another amendment. So that's what I mean. And they have constantly attacked governance. They have attacked the Pacifica National Board. They have blamed and all of that. So I don't want to skirt around the realities of that, because that's what really happened. I will strike the word attack, and I'd like to personally apologize to you for using that word. But those are the realities that the opponents are facing currently. William Hadwagon, you have the floor.
Hi, thank you. I think, are we talking about the communications motion that I wrote that I think has, somebody said,
yeah,
has already passed by this committee?
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. I wouldn't use the word attack either, so I just make that clear. I don't believe I have used that word. And if we already passed this motion, what are we talking about? We just send it on to the PNB. Thank you.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just resent the minutes that I sent January 12th on the December 30th, and it has the vote, and I'm looking to see if... Elizabeth abstained. Okay. It was 7 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions. So William's communications motion already passed on December 30th.
Okay, so I will rule... Okay, so I will rule, Ms. Wolfley, that your objection is not in order at this time because of the fact that this motion was already passed. So it's going to... I will rule that this motion will be forwarded to the PNB to be placed on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting. And I will communicate with the secretary in regards to that. And if you could forward it to Nancy Sorden, Nancy, I'd appreciate it. Okay. Ooh, boy. Again, I'm a person that reflects on what I say, and I did use the word attack, and I think it was a misuse of the word, and I apologize to you, Carol.
Thank you.
Nancy, with a question.
That's your question, Nancy.
Yes, we did not formally approve the agenda, and I would like to add one more thing about the Zoom chat in an LSB meeting. It, to be open to all members. That's because no restriction of the people who can write on the chat. That's what I'd like to put into the agenda at the end, and then I'd like to approve the agenda formally.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve the agenda, and the agenda as it stands right now is Beth's request to go into executive session to discuss a motion on discipline. So that has to be acted on. Also, 2 resolutions that are part of unfinished business in regards to member Nancy Sabah Navatomi from KPFT in regards to financial transparency and also in regards to the elections data question.
Also, bylaw amendment.
I was about to say that next, Nancy.
Okay, sorry.
Also, the bylaws amendment timeline that was passed in, when was that passed? In November, I think, or December? At the PNB.
January, I can't remember, 7th or...
January 9th. I think it was January 9th. Okay, so at this point... let's exhaust, make a time certain to go into executive session at a quarter to 7, which will be 10 o'clock Eastern and 9 o'clock Central. This way we can have the benefit of Ms. Wolfley participating before she has to leave. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, no objections. Let's go to the resolutions. On an open session agenda in regards to Nancy's motion for financial transparency for LSBs, and I will read it. lists of financial documents for LSV's eyes to be provided by the DM or the IDM. Number one, all bank statements of all bank accounts with account number hidden except for last four digits. The DM, the IDM business manager, is required to sign a statement of verifying all bank accounts to the LSV. Next is any checks written must hide check number, hide bank account number, hide signature, but provide the name of the signer. Checks recipient must be shown. Three, actual bills must hide account number, hide signature, but provide name of signer. Donations with membership, this is number four. Donations with membership number, show credited premium purchase date. Five, estate check copy must hide signature, but provide the name of the signer, hide the check number, hide bank account number, copy of the will which describes this bequest. Number six, include statements to completed number five previous years at roll-up level and at account level. Number seven, general ledger for each month in the past 5 years. Other items are welcome or added later. So that's a motion. No need for second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. At the end, I will add required postings of financials considered by union. And there's another board member who's going to send me this list of that their unions require to be posted. So because, remember, the committee said I need to do some homework, what things need to be posted. So I have yet to get that list, so this cannot be passed tonight, but it's just, thank you for mentioning it.
Okay, you got it. So we will postpone this to the next meeting.
Yes, Carol,
through
the staff.
Who's that?
Carol? And then Carol.
Hold on, one at a time, please. Who asked for the stack first?
Eileen can go ahead.
Okay, Eileen, and then I hear Carol. Okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, by the way, when you said one at a time, it's because you were talking over me. Anyway, and Nancy, I'd like to know if you consulted financial people on this listing, because don't forget, if you're asking for that kind of information, somebody has to produce it, and that takes time, and it may be taking somebody away from their normal duties, which I'm sure they're overwhelmed as it stands. So I would recommend that you do that. Before, you know, confirming your list.
I don't know anybody financial.
Okay, so hold on a second. Because we did, I did suggest postponing this to the next meeting. So I don't think we need to have discussion on it unless you're discussing the postponement. Carol?
Yeah,
go ahead, Ali. Yeah.
May I just follow up? Yeah, I mean, I'm asking her to do something before the next. Before it comes up again.
Okay.
In that case, if you don't know anybody, would you kindly send it to me, and I will review it?
Oh, I will receive it. Send to the whole entire
resend
committee.
Resend it. Yeah. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Carol. I believe I heard you.
Yeah. Thank you. I also had a request for a cost assessment for this. It's similar to Eileen's comment about time. So if we were to estimate the amount of time and the cost of producing this and sending out the information, I would like a cost assessment before we vote on it. Particularly for a station like KPFK or KPFA where we have many, many employees and many checks and many expenses.
Okay, that's a reasonable request. Thank you, Carol. Anyone else? Okay, this item is postponed to the next meeting. Okay, the next agenda item is the bylaws timeline. And I think what I get out of this request is that we need to write the secretary pro temp here, which is Nancy. I think you need to write to Nancy Sorden and ask for clarification. Because that's what we're seeking, right? A timeline, a date as to when that timeline expires, right?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There was, according to the member who brought to my attention, said she listened to the meeting and there was no date was in the motion.
Okay.
That Alex made.
So if you would send an email on behalf of the PNB Governance Committee asking for clarification, and if you could send that to me tonight, I would ask for clarification as well at the PNB meeting tomorrow night. Okay?
Yes. And if it's not all been right, done, if there was no date, the PNB needs to set a date. Amend that motion.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Hello.
Who's that, Lou? Go ahead, Lou.
Dead. No.
Lou, did you request the floor?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Lawrence, so this is Ted Weisskopf. I just joined.
Okay.
Ned, thank you, Nancy. Okay. The next item on the agenda is an investigative committee, an investigative subcommittee report out, and I'd just like to caution the convener that it is confidential and proprietary information. So, if you could follow the same principle that I mentioned to Carol earlier, that'd be good.
Request for information.
State your question, Ted.
Is that a autocratic, dictatorial decision that was made by the chair, or is that a conclusion that is made as a result of democratic discussion and a vote?
Excuse me, point of order.
I believe the member is...
The member is questioning the motives of the chair and assigning rather deprecatory adjectives to his behavior. I would like him to rephrase that question.
Your point of order is upheld, Nancy. Eileen, thank you so much. Ted, would you like to rephrase it? Mm-hmm.
I would like to know how we reached the conclusion that we have to be discussing the matter that's before us that resulted in a significant restructuring or management changes in Pacifica, and why we have to, how we reached the conclusion that we had to do this in private.
Okay.
Is that satisfactory?
It's more in the form of a question. I appreciate it. So I would try to respond to the question. But so when we formed this committee, we did put the committee together with the proviso that since this information is, according to the motion, addresses proprietary confidential employees, possible actions detrimental to the foundation, that these discussions, that this committee will meet in executive session, vet all the information, including the information that you sent, Ted, and others have sent, because they do name former employees, board members, and as such, that this will be done in executive session, and the report out will be given by the subcommittee. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just simply restating the goals of the subcommittee as we populated it and formed it according to your motion, Mr. Weisskopf. So if the subcommittee has a report out of the last previous two or three executive sessions that they had, I would recommend that they make it taking into consideration the principles of reporting out of executive session that we have practiced in this foundation as long as I've been around. Not that I like it, but that's just the way it is. So Eileen, as the convener, do you have a report out? Or do you need
somebody else has one.
Okay. Do you need to request to go into executive session? Because we are going into executive session in 8 minutes. Would you feel more candid and more comfortable? We went into executive session, but there still needs to be a report out.
I have a question, Nancy, about the report out. Don't we agree on the report out during the executive session? Then when we come out, we report it, right?
No.
Well, this subcommittee is charged with vetting the information, developing a process codify that information. And they've met in executive session, I believe, 3 times already. And I'm just wondering if they have a report out. Eileen, do you have a report out?
Yes. Somebody else has it. I don't remember if it's Michael or Beth. But the point of a report out is to be able to speak in open session in a general way about what happened in the closed session.
Right.
We should give that now. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I missed Nancy with a question.
It's your question, Nancy.
I think the report out needs to be decided in executive session and then presented in open session. It needs to be voted on in the executive session and agreed to, and then it's reported out in the open session.
Carol, for the staff.
Nancy. Hold on, Carol. Okay, Nancy, I got your gist. Go ahead, Carol.
I think Nancy may be confusing the report from the subcommittee and the report out of executive session. I think the wording of report is being used in two different ways to describe two different situations. So one thing is we look forward to hearing a report from the subcommittee, and whoever is going to do that. And the second issue, I think, which Nancy is thinking of a report out, is what happens after an executive session where we talk about what was the purpose of the executive session. I hope that helps.
Ted for the stack.
I'll go ahead, Ted.
I want to respond to what you said a few minutes ago about the need to do this in executive session, because if it were to be done in public session, it could be deleterious to the foundation. And what I want to suggest is that by doing it in executive session, we are being deleterious to the foundation, to its members, who should know what happened. At least in my experience, it was something that was done in public. I want this process, however, I want this process to go forward, and I don't want to belabor the point and to slow it down any more than I'm doing right now. And so I'm going to defer, but I still want it understood that I think we are harming this foundation by not making the members aware of what they should be aware of. And I'll defer to you, Lawrence, because I respect you greatly.
Hold on, Beth. I also respect you too, Ted. But that's the motion as you made it requires this process. So, and I don't think Nancy Sabah and Aratomi is confusing, you know, the report out. I think she's a point is well taken. But since this committee met in executive session as charged by the motion, as requested by the motion, a report out is in order at this point. Beth, you requested this back. We have about 4 minutes before we go into executive session. Time certain.
Yes. I'm one of the three people that sit on that committee, and my understanding is that we meet in executive session and we report out of that executive session to this meeting, and we do so cautiously because there are legal implications to all the material that we're examining, and we don't know yet what all our conclusions will be, and there's more that we're looking at than just Ted's issue, his concern, his report. And that to report in particular detail throughout the process of the investigation would indeed compromise our ability to investigate. And I did not understand that I was supposed to report for the committee this time, but if no one else has a report, I can report very briefly that we did meet. You were all three present.
Hold on one second, please.
James on the call.
Hi, James. Welcome. There is discussion going on, Beth, so if you could just briefly hold on. If there's no further discussion, I will take a report out from one of the members that were agreed upon by this committee to engage in a deliberate process to protect this foundation and not expose it to liability. So those members are Michael DDY from WBAI, Beth Van Guten from KPFK, and the convener, Eileen Rosen from WPFW. Who's going to give the report out? Beth, are you?
Didn't understand that I had been assigned to, but if no one else is prepared to, I can give a very brief summary.
Okay.
I'll defer that the secretary to our chair or anyone else from that committee who wants to report.
Michael White to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm happy to have Beth do the report. I'm sure she can do it well. But if she wants, I could attempt it myself.
Okay, so maybe you could add to it if you'd like. Go ahead, Beth. You have the floor.
Sure, thanks. We met again on the 25th of January and reviewed Ted's material and other material that's been submitted to the committee. We haven't reached any conclusions yet. We're still looking into all the... We've been given a lot of information, so there are no decisions or motions or conclusions or actions to report out. So primarily, it's just that we do continue to work. We're meeting regularly, examining the material, and continuing to work. And if Michael cares to add to that, or Eileen, either one, I'd be happy to hear what more they want to add. And
Michael,
take questions.
Do you want to add anything to it?
Well, let's see. I think that we've decided we're making a list of people that we believe
we've been asked to look at in terms of investigating their actions, people and a few entities. So we're making a list and adding to that. And then in addition, we are making a separate list, we can go back and forth between this, of acts that have been alleged should be investigated, and that can also lead us to people. We are attempting to zero in on what our scope is and to what extent the scope is connected. So we know that we've looked at some resolutions that have come from the PNB about actions that were taken by certain people that may need to be looked at, and so that would define some of our scope, and that happens to be connected to litigation. But then we also believe that rather than just the PNB and what it's looked at as defining our scope, we should also be looking at the scope based on what's being requested of us by the governance committee itself. In that respect, some allegations have been made by some individuals, but the committee has also expressed interest in our looking into some events. We're having discussions about whether we should be looking at possible connections between different events and or investigating them as isolated events or possibly cross-related events, which then might affect who we are looking at in terms of individuals. We've started to make lists of people that we think we should be interviewing to get further a more defined grip on what we're doing. We have talked about coming up with particular questions that we could send by email because we understand that that would be covered by a retainer to our legal counsel to help guide us. I think that's
thank you, Mike.
Yeah, people we should interview and questions we should ask.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Was that Eileen? Do you want to add anything, Eileen?
No, I think Michael...
Head for the stack.
Okay.
Michael gave you all the information that we could possibly have. Thank you.
No, thank you. That was a good report out. Ted, you have the floor.
Thank you. I just want to thank the three individuals for what they're doing, but of importance is that I have received some emails requesting additional information, especially information that is related to dates, and since I am not in a position to be absolutely accurate about that, I wanted to share with the committee that they can probably go to the Pacifica Finance Department and find out who was being paid when. There also should be records of board meetings from the various Pacifica radio stations, and you would have identified who was serving in certain roles that might be applicable to this effort that you're doing. I frankly don't understand why time and date is important, but apparently you do. But since I don't have it, that's the best suggestion that I can come up with, and I hope it's useful.
Okay, so
hold
on, Carol, just real quick. So, Ted, you did send me some information, which I forwarded to the committee, and you could either do forwarded the information that you have for them or any suggestions as to how to get more accurate information to the committee, or you could forward it to me, and I could forward it to the committee. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. One of the things that I've been thinking about in relation to the situation at KPFT is that because of the nature of our governance system, where people are elected by STV voting, then what happens is we have factions, as we're all aware of, on our committees. And what then happens is there may be different groupings with different perspectives. And one of my concerns about an investigative committee is that it be open to input from people with different perspectives. So my question to the committee and my request to the committee is that people who are being investigated or are named in these processes also be included in the gathering information, particularly if there are legal issues that are complex. A California corporate code that governs the legal aspects of our foundation. So my question to the members of the committee is, what efforts are being made to have a full investigation that includes not only one perspective, but the perspective of those also whose actions are being questioned?
Hold on before you answer that question, because no one on this committee is prohibited from writing to the committee, to the three assigned people to that committee. And no one is saying, or no one is insinuating, that other perspectives or additional information. In fact, I believe that's why Michael D.D. White was reporting that that they are in the process of digesting some of the information, but no one is prohibited. You could, again, Ms. Wolfley, you could email the committee, or you can email me and I will send it to the committee in regards to your perspective or any names or any other people you want to give that opportunity to provide information that maybe the committee doesn't have. When this committee was formulated and populated, and it was assigned to me to pick the people on this committee that I thought were the most impartial people, I selected the three people that I think was the impartial, because I'm certainly not partial. I certainly have skin in the game, and I'm biased. So I don't want to give anybody the impression that I'm impartial, and others on this committee aren't impartial either. So, because unfortunately, that's the reality right now, and I don't think that's ever going to change, that people line up with certain perspective. So, but the committee is not prohibited from hearing from you, Carol, or from Lou, or from anybody on this committee in regards to providing information. Eileen, go ahead. Hold on. I got Eileen, and who was?
Beth.
Okay. Eileen, and then Beth, and then Nancy. Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, among other things in response to what Carol was saying is that, first of all, in one of our meetings, the last one or the one before that, we did, we were musing upon who we were going to be looking for, and we did agree, each of us, that none of us would tolerate being told who we could and couldn't speak to, that would occasion are resigning from the committee. So there's that. And, yeah, definitely we would like to speak to people without consideration for what side they may be on. We want to speak to people who have knowledge of the events or, yeah, let's just leave it at that. So one of the items on our to-do list is to figure out who we do need to talk to. So any information, any suggestions along those lines would be more than welcome. So you can send them to any of us or to Lawrence. Probably be more efficient to send it to people on the subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Beth Stern.
Lawrence,
are you muted? Lawrence?
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I was muted. Beth.
Thank you. Carol and the rest of the committee, I want to just reiterate what Eileen just said. If there's anything you feel you'd like me to see or us to see, please do feel free to send it, whether it's other documents from elsewhere or your own concerns or whatever. I'm happy to have whatever you care to submit. And just in terms of impartiality, I think part of the reason I've gotten this far in the whole Pacifica dynamic is that when I first filed as a candidate a year and a half ago, I had never once met anyone from any of the factions in my region, in KPFK. I knew that Pacifica has legendary factions. I knew that, but I didn't even know what the factions were or what distinguished one from another or who was who and who was on first and who was up next. And so, and then as soon as I began to see a little bit of how things lay, as soon as that happened, all those lines started to swim and change and realign, and that was even more confusing. So I'm still new. I'm still doing my best to figure out all of that, and I intend to do the most thorough, fairest job that I can. So I don't know what more to offer than that, but if you have any further questions or anything you want me to take a look at, you or anyone else on the committee, please feel free to send it our way. Thank you.
Nancy. Thank you, Beth. Okay, Nancy, I see your motion. You want to read your motion before we pour it out to be posted?
Yes. I want to put them in a minute, too. Let's see, where is it? I keep getting Beth's Miners Canary keeps bouncing back. I wonder if she's receiving it. Are you receiving it, Beth?
I can send it to her. Please read the motion.
I've been having profound trouble with email today. I've been jumping lots.
Okay, later on, I'll
screenshot it. You read your motion.
All right. The PMB Governance Committee's investigative subcommittee met in December 30th in executive session because of personnel issues and actions possibly detrimental to the foundation. Then I did the very same thing, but using the day January 25th. Is this fine? Because usually this kind of report out, why you went into executive session, it's not detailed like we just talked. It's just very simple. Is this all right? I'll put that in
the
minutes.
Let me ask if there's any. Hold on. Don't put it in the minutes yet. Are there any objections to that report out? Okay, hearing none, it's done. Okay, so we have
executive session, and I want to go into that executive session because I want the benefit of Carol Wolfley being there. I know she has to leave at 7:30. So there is an executive session number that I emailed to everybody earlier today. So if there's no objections, we would adjourn to executive session. Okay, if no objections, we are adjourned to executive session.